From Spark and Anvil and Fossil Forge, this is Seam, in Chapter 1 of the Fossil Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Seam was a small pangolin tween. She had a tiny leather field guide. It stayed tucked in her vest pocket. A soft brush hung at her hip.
Seam was small. Her scales were warm brown and cream. They looked like chunky, soft armor plates. They were never spiky. Seam paid close attention. Her hands were always gentle. Her vest had a small leather field guide. It was hand-bound. The pages were hand-inked. Little tabs stuck out. They said things like trilobites and ammonites. Other tabs read brachiopods, crinoids, dinosaurs, and mammals. Each tab led to a page. These pages showed pictures to compare. At her hip, Seam carried a soft camel hair brush. She used it to clear dust off a fossil. It never scratched the old bone. This was Seam's special craft. She showed everyone family resemblance matching. It was a skill for sorting fossils. You looked at a fossil, then you asked, "What kind of creature is this?" When Seam found a fossil, she first brushed off the dust. She opened her field guide. She found the page with pictures. These pictures looked most like her fossil. Then she checked for special clues. Did this fossil have three body parts like a trilobite? Was it a coiled shell like an ammonite? Did it have wavy ribs like a crinoid? Finding the match was the real work.
This skill was super important. Seam showed everyone taxonomic classification. This was the main paleontology skill. It meant putting a fossil in its right group. If you didn't sort things, nothing else made sense. You couldn't compare one trilobite to another, not if you didn't know it was a trilobite. You couldn't follow the family tree of ammonites, not if you mixed them up with nautiloids. Sorting fossils was the first step. Everything else came after that. Seam always made one thing clear. She never said sorting fossils meant memorizing Latin names. She always told her students, "Sorting fossils is family resemblance matching. It's not about learning long Latin words. You don't need to know any Latin, not to sort a fossil. You just look at the fossil. Then you look at the field guide. Find the pictures that look like what you hold. The Latin names, they come much later. Most of them you won't even need to remember. The real work is looking and matching." And when a student's shoulders dropped, and their worried frown melted into a small, relieved smile, Seam felt glad all the way through. Because now they knew they were already allowed to begin, and that felt good.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Seam. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.